I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Germany's Catholic Church will be reviewing its employment practices following a ruling by the European Court of Justice. The court ruled that the church's requirement for staffers to have, quote, religious affiliation could violate anti-discrimination laws and should be subjected to a judicial review. The court also ruled that churches could still consider a job applicant's, quote, attitude to religion, and state courts could not, quote, disregard their religious ethos. The German Bishops' Conference's Secretary General welcomed the latter two decisions and added that the church would look at its employment practices to see how much its recruitment practices, quote, should be adapted. The religious freedom clauses in Germany's constitution have allowed Catholic and Protestant churches to self-administer. However, they've also been met with a number of lawsuits in recent years over alleged discrimination of non-Catholic staffers. Mike Pompeo, current CIA director and President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, is facing a possible vote from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that would not have enough support for a recommendation for confirmation. All Democrats on the committee and at least one Republican have said they oppose Pompeo. While the full Senate will still consider his nomination, it would be the first time in a number of years that the person nominated for a high-level cabinet position did not get a positive vote from the committee. Pompeo was nominated by the president for Secretary of State after Rex Tillerson was fired from the position last month. Prince William and Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, have welcomed their third child, a boy. The announcement was made via the palace's Twitter account and will also be posted on an easel in front of Buckingham Palace. The boy will be younger brother to George, age 4, and Charlotte, age 3. The child was born today on St. George's Day, which is England's national day. However, though the child's name has not been announced, it is unlikely to be George because of his older sibling. The reduction by the government in the number of refugees it will accept is being felt by Catholic resettlement programs across the country. In fiscal 2016, the government authorized the resettlement of 85,000. In fiscal 2017, 110,000 were authorized, though only 53,716 ended up receiving permission for admittance. In fiscal 2018, 45,000 were authorized. However, in the first 6 months, only 10,548 have been admitted. In the past 2 years, almost 20 Catholic refugee resettlement programs have closed throughout the U.S., with many more scaling back their operations. Donald Kerwin, director of the Center for Migration Studies in New York, said the impact is even larger than lost jobs, that the real impact is the humanitarian one. There are currently 66 million people displaced throughout the world, making this the largest global refugee crisis since World War II. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.